to the ninth season of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented new co-host, Keita Roberts, also known as Girl Carnivore because of her creative and colorful culinary expertise. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 349th edition of Travel Itch Radio, our special guest is Jim Waldrop, President and General Manager of Silver Dollar, Inc., the parent company of the Wart Hotel and Million Dollar Cowboy Bar in scenic Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Welcome, Jim, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thanks so much, Dan. It's a real pleasure to be here with you and Keita this evening.
Thank you for making time for us. Jim, the Wart Hotel is world famous for its Silver Dollar Bar, created with more than 2,000 silver dollars. Please share that history with Travel Itch Radio listeners.
Yeah, Silver Dollar Bar is certainly an iconic part of what Jackson Hole is. And the original bar had 2,032 silver dollars, as you mentioned. It is what makes it so proud. Since its inception in the late 40s, it has been a place where where people gather. And when I say that, it starts with the locals. It starts with ranchers. It starts with snowboarders. It starts with politicians and bankers and cowboys, as well as all of our guests from throughout Jackson Hole, our hotel guests and throughout Jackson Hole. It's a place where everybody feels welcome, and that makes us very, very proud. And we like to think that, everybody has a good time. It's old and young and rich and poor. We just want to be show our genuine brand of Western hospitality at the Silver Dollar.
And talking about bars, what is the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar?
Well, the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar started in 1937 and is truly one of America's great honky-tonks. We acquired the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar a little over 2 years ago, and we are just so proud to have both of these iconic bars in our repertoire. We truly believe that we are real stewards. Our ownership is, we didn't want to change anything about it. We just want to make it a little bit better. And so the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar is right on Jackson's Town Square. Many of you have seen it and know the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. It is iconic in its nature, just like the Silver Dollar Bar. It predates the Silver Dollar Bar. But two different fields. You know, we've got about 500 people. Almost 500 people can be in the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. So our goal has been to really create a music scene in the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar and keep this tradition going. You know, in the early days, Willie and Waylon and all of those folks came to the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. And we want to keep that tradition going. We've had some headliners in there like Diamond Rio, Midland, which is a hot new country band that is just top of the charts right now. Toby Keith stopped by for a cameo recently. So we're so proud to have the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar and continue its rich tradition in music.
What I remember best about Jackson Hole is what is called the Elk Antler Arches. Please tell our listeners what that is, where it is, and whether it's there all year.
So the Elk Antler Arches are the four corners of our town square, and it is really the focal point of our downtown Jackson, Wyoming. Just across the street from the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar and one half block from where the Wirt Hotel stands. The Elk Antler Arches are arches that are constructed from elk shed their antlers every single year as part of their ritual for the changing of the season and the rut and all of those things. And they're collected on the elk refuge, which is just north of our town, a couple of miles. And from that, there are craftsmen that build these arches on all four corners. And they are there year round. There's no taking these antlers down. We recently refurbished them in the last 5 years, but I think that the group that was up there had been up for over 40 years. And they're there. They're a cornerstone. It's where people get their picture taken, and it's just a real part of Jackson Hole.
Well, I have to jump in, Jim, because, you know, let's get right to the meat of it. There are more elk than people in Jackson Hole. But do elk also appear on the menu at the Ward Hotel? And what about other game like deer, bison, trout, or other Rocky Mountain fish?
You know, Keita, that's a great question. And, you know, of course elk is on the menu. You know, we have everything from elk gyros to prime elk tenderloin. And, you know, people come to Wyoming. They come to Jackson Hole to eat wild game. They want to come to the West to eat Western food. One of our most popular dishes also, Keita, is the bison short rib. We do have an Idaho trout that is tremendously popular. And it's just people come here to eat Western food, and that's what we want to provide. And it's very, 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 very popular.
So what is the signature culinary specials of the house or of that region that the visitor should choose if they come in?
Well, there's a couple. And, you know, I would also go on to add, you know, our bison filet. And also, you know, our area in Jackson Hole has a rich tradition in ranching. So you cannot forget about their beef that is throughout the valley. There's local producers and regional producers, and we have a lovely tenderloin that's on the menu as well. One of our famous signature dishes is actually a simple dish, and it's called corn chowder. It is a rich bacon and corn and heavy cream, and it is a lovely dish. It's one of our most popular. It is certainly our one of our signature dishes. It's been here since the 80s, and just after the fire, you know, we were looking for some comfort food, and it's been on the menu ever since. You can actually grab the menu from our famous work corn chowder on our website, on the blog. The blog is called The Wirt's Famous Corn Chowder, and on that it has a little bit of history of the chowder as well as the ingredients and the directions. So go on there and make yourself some corn chowder. Think about the Wirt Hotel.
That definitely preempts my next question, which is, are there any recipes that you'd be willing to share with our listeners? Is there anything besides that corn chowder on there?
Right now, it's just the corn chowder, but that's one that we don't oftentimes, you know, give out. But for special guests, listeners of Dan's, we're going to put that up there and enjoy the blog and a little bit of history about the corn chowder as well.
Oh, that's absolutely delightful to hear, and I'm really excited to check it out. We are talking with Jim Raldrup today, the GM of the Ward Hotel in Jackson Hole.
And, Jim, it's obviously ski season. Is that peak season for the Ward Hotel, and is summer season also a peak?
Yes. Thanks, Dan, for that question. So ski season is very, very popular, and, you know, we are very, very proud of our Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. We received over 110 inches of snow in the first 2 weeks of January. I hope your listeners that are skiers can appreciate that. But our busy season, being a gateway city to Yellowstone and Grand Teton Parks, is summer season. So we'll be 90% occupied in the winter and 98% occupied in the summer. So it's a popular destination. It's actually a real popular destination year round. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the less visited months of the year, which I think are some of the best.
Well, Jim, that is our next question. Does the Wart season, the Wart Hotel have little open places that may be a low season or a midweek or a shoulder season that we should check out before or after that ski season?
You know, October is a lovely time to be in Jackson Hole. It is, it's crisp, you know, bring your sweater. It's a crisp time, but it is less people. But beautiful, the colors in early October of the changing aspens are just golden, and it's a beautiful time. Also, the animals are very active with their rut, and it's a great time to do some wildlife watching. The other time I would say is May. You know, there's some great events and some events that you know, celebrate the West, particularly Old West Days in May. Just before the season gets going. So everything's going to be open and everything's going to be, you know, very active. And we'll talk a little bit, hopefully, about some of our packages that we have during these seasons to help you enjoy and see so much wildlife that is really active during those periods.
How far ahead do people need to usually book, let's say, for those big occasions like Christmas or New Year's Eve week?
Christmas and New Year's, you know, add in the 4th of July and some of those, you know, at the minimum 9 months to get what you want to get. Many people that come during those periods will simply book their stay for the next year. So, you know, if you want, you know, if you have a certain suite in mind or a certain room type, you know, I would encourage you to do it as soon as possible, as soon as possible.
Good to know. So remind me once again, how old is the property and just how big is it?
So the property was started in 1941. The Wirt family, you know, had just a little bit of history quickly. The Wirt family had homesteaded here from Nebraska. They had two sons here, actually three, one passed early, but the two sons, John and Jess Wirt, and it's Wirt like shirt. It's a German name. And so the Wirt brothers were real entrepreneurs. They had fishing lodges up in Grand Teton National Park and just go-getters. And their father, Charles Wirt, had a real vision and to build a luxury hotel in downtown Jackson Hole. So he built the Wirt Hotel, and its current state were 55 rooms. Thus the reason to, you know, the sooner you book, the better. There is no better location. There's no better location. And so 55 rooms. 1941, it opened its doors. Many of you know what was going on in 1941. Was the Depression and lots of things. So the Wirt decided to bring in gambling to Wyoming, which was never legal. It was never legal in Wyoming. But the Wirt brothers brought in some slot machines and blackjack tables, and it was tolerated in Wyoming for a number of years as a tourist amusement. So a little bit of interesting history there.
They sound like my kind of people. Now, talking about those rooms and the room configurations, are they all pretty much the same or are a few different?
You know, Keita, that's a great question again. The beauty of our hotel, Keita, is that there are so many different room configurations. Most notably, we have a series of themed suites that are themed for the area, everything from the Shoshone suite to the cowgirl suite, the cowboy suite, and then our granddaddy, the silver dollar suite. You know, those are some of our prime rooms that are absolutely very different. The theme of them is of the period and of the area, and they all have original Western artwork in them. And there are, you know, obviously standard rooms that we call deluxe rooms that are very similar in style and size. But for 55 rooms, you know, we have a vast diversity of different type of rooms, which we believe makes it very, very unique.
Jim, the Wirt is a member of Historic Hotels of America, meaning it must be 50-plus years old and meet certain standards of excellence. How does that affiliation help you?
Historic Hotels of America is an outstanding organization. It's managed by the Preferred Hotel Group, which we believe is one of the premier hotel groups in all of America and maybe even all of the world. The Uberoff family has put together a lovely collection of hotels and historic hotels, as well as other components of hotel consortia, and we're very, very proud to be a member. You know, there's a lot of things about Historic Hotels of America that we all share as general managers and our ownership and otherwise. So it's just meant so much to me to get to know other historic hotels throughout the country and to, you know, to network with them. And, you know, we all have similar problems and issues and celebrations and all of those things. So we're very, very proud to be part of Historic Hotels of America. And I think it's important, Dan, I hope this is okay. That's our
sure.
connection. That's how I met you, Dan, is, you know, in the city at Historic Hotels of America. And it's a great camaraderie, and I'm proud to be here and proud to be part of Historic Hotels of America.
I enjoyed that too, and especially enjoyed meeting you, Jim. Well, Jim, location is everything, and you're a short walk from Town Square in Jackson Hole and not far from Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks. Give us an idea of their proximity to your property.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. But first and foremost, there is no better location for a hotel in Jackson Hole. It's unmatched. It's unmatched. One half block from the Town Square, where the Elk Antler Arches are that we spoke about earlier, right in the center of the action on Broadway. Restaurants, bars, great shopping. And what people don't realize about Jackson is the number of galleries. The art scene in Jackson is terrific, whether it's traditional Western art or more contemporary art. And you're right in the heart of that. You're right in the heart of that. And then moving up to the parks, you know, we're 6 miles from the edge of Grand Teton National Park. The entrance is 12 miles in a little town called Moose, Wyoming, appropriately named. And it's a beautiful drive. So you're not far at all from the park. And, you know, many tour companies, everybody that would help you tour, or if you rent your own car, it's a short drive into Grand Teton National Park. Yellowstone, the south entrance of Yellowstone is 55 miles due north, and you drive through Grand Teton National Park to get to Yellowstone. And so it's a beautiful drive. We always recommend that you go a little early, particularly in the summer months, to see the animals that are out in the early mornings. You know, it's the best time for viewing, and it's a few less people. We're about 100 miles from Old Faithful, but it is certainly doable in one day. It's a one day, and it's a lovely day, and you can do the lower loop of Yellowstone, and it's a tremendous location, and Yellowstone is a really inspiring part of America as America's first, actually the world's first national park.
And I know from experience, it's an amazing drive. So, Jim, let's talk about that bustling summer season. What are some of the activities that people can pursue during the warm weather months? And are there gondolas running, and do you offer cookouts with a view?
Oh, gosh. We'll start with the aerial tram and Teton Village. Absolutely runs all summer. Activities in the summer would include, you know, the quintessential Western activities that you come to the West for: horseback riding, absolutely whitewater rafting on the Snake River. The headwaters of the Snake River are just in the south part of Yellowstone, 60 miles north of Jackson. So there's world-class scenic floats with cookouts, as well as, again, whitewater rafting, horseback riding, wildlife viewing, photography, guided hikes. If you're a little uncomfortable hiking out in the mountains alone, there's terrific guides to, you know, tell you about the flora and fauna that, you know, is so abundant in Jackson Hole. There are also really well done national park visitor centers with ranger-led hikes that are free, and all of these things that make us Western and also make us appreciate our national parks are readily available in the summer months.
I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Keita Roberts. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on Facebook. And we're talking with Jim Waldrop, GM of the Worth Hotel, and so many more things in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Jim, with Valentine's Day coming up soon and Mother's Day on the horizon, we'd like to know if you offer any special package deals. I know you have wildlife safari tours, for example.
You know, during these winter months, what people don't realize is the active wildlife population that is going on right here in Jackson Hole. I think of all of the things that make us unique, it is our wildlife that make us really, really so appealing to so many people. People want to see wildlife, and they want to see wildlife in the wild. So we've partnered with a couple of wildlife companies, most notably Jackson Hole Wildlife Safaris, and we packaged a wildlife safari with them, and we can do that over Mother's Day, and actually it happens a lot. Our Valentine's Day, for instance, this year, our wildlife packages are completely sold out. They're sold out. So they're so popular. And so you take a holiday or a celebration like Mother's Day and Valentine's Day and couple some activities that are truly Western. Of course, we'll have a special menu in the restaurant, and we couple that with a wildlife tour during the day, and the same on Mother's Day. We'll have the Mother's Day brunch. It really is a really, really special time to be here. We like celebrating around here.
Jim, how close is the Wart Hotel to the great skiing in Jackson Hole?
So Jackson Hole Mountain Resort is located in Teton Village, which is 12 miles exactly from our hotel. The good news is, Dan, it's easy to do. It's easy to get there because we provide a complimentary private shuttle every day. So we can get you to the slopes. We'll drop you off straight in front of the what's called the clock tower, the tram tower, to get your tickets. We can have your tickets waiting for you. We make it easy. We can have people come and fit you for skis before you ever get on any sort of transportation. They'll fit you for skis and boots right here in the comfort of our lobby. We are committed to making a ski experience as less cumbersome as it can possibly be. It's a short 12 miles on a private. You're not stopping at any different hotels or any bus stop or anything. It is only for Worth Hotel guests. And simplifying your skiing experience is certainly a goal.
We'd also like to know how close you are to the nearest air gateway and what it is. Do most people arrive by air, or do they drive in?
So that's a real interesting question, Dan, in that in the wintertime, most people are flying in. We have nonstop flights into Jackson Hole Airport from 14 cities, including New York seasonally, including Houston and Dallas and Atlanta and Los Angeles and Seattle and San Francisco. And I didn't name them all, but the air service into Jackson Hole is uncanny, like no other mountain destination in this country. And it's a lovely new award-winning airport that is really, really fits well. It's the only airport in a national park. You may not have known that. The commercial airport is in the national park, which makes it just when you land, it's a beautiful, beautiful, it's an unmatched airport. You know, one of our problems is people want to stop on the tarmac to get their picture made because it's incredibly beautiful right in Grand Teton National Park. So fly into Jackson Hole. So many, unmatched. And I'm talking about Vail and Aspen and all the big boys. They don't have as many direct nonstops from so many cities as Jackson Hole.
Jim, with so many great places to stay in Jackson Hole, why the Worth Hotel?
You know, Dan, I truly believe this. What we are able to provide is a unique boutique experience. You know, I was just up meeting with my guests on Thursday evenings. We have a wine and cheese reception, and I do a little welcome to our guests. And what we're able to do is, through a lovely staff that is committed to, on every level, to the guest experience and to hospitality at the highest level, is create a boutique experience where we get to know you. We get to know you. We want to know you as our guests, and we want to create experiences for you and your family, and we believe that's what makes you come back. So why the Word Hotel? You know, throw in the unmatched location, and then, you know, we can talk about location and how beautiful it is and great ownership and how beautiful the building is and how we've restored this beautiful building, and I'm very, very proud of that and very, very proud to be a part of stewardship of this place. It's all about the people in the end, Dan. It's all about the people and creating those experiences.
Okay, we're talking with Jim Waltrip, GM of the Word Hotel in Jackson Hole. Just a couple of minutes to go. Keita?
Jim, we have some really important questions, like, is the Word Hotel pet-friendly and smoke-free, and what type of clientele do you attract? Is it strictly leisure travelers, or do you get singles, families, and honeymooners?
Oh, Keita, thanks for asking that. Absolutely smoke-free for many, many years. We do have some pet-friendly rooms as well, and so just let us know and request those. We love pets around here, so certainly pet-friendly. Our clientele is absolutely singles, families, and honeymooners, which is makes it really kind of unique. I mean, just coming from this reception tonight, there were all three at our reception tonight. There were all three of those folks. So, that's the beauty, I believe, of the Word Hotel. It's a diverse, you know, there's not just retired couples, there's not just young skiers. That's where everything comes together. It kind of mirrors what happens in the Silver Dollar. You know, everybody feels welcome here. You know, it's a small boutique family, and we play nicely and have fun and provide a real experience for all sorts of whomever the guest might be.
And I hate to rush you, but how many weddings does the Word Hotel host every year? And are most of them during those peak summer months, or do they actually happen during the winter as well?
So weddings are a lovely part and one of my favorite parts of what we have going on at the Word. You know, how many is, you know, not might as many as you might think, but the unique part about the Word Hotel is what we can put together is a package for weddings at the top of our grand staircase. So they're smaller weddings. They're more intimate, as you might imagine what would be in a small boutique hotel. Go to our website, check out what is the grand staircase, and imagine walking up and down that staircase with for your nuptials. It's just a really, really lovely, lovely setting for weddings. And we do them quite frequently. Additionally, we have meeting spaces where we host a number of different wedding activities, whether that's brunches or rehearsal dinners or receptions. We also have the opportunity to lock off part of our bar for private functions. And so you can actually rent a portion of the Silver Dollar Bar for your reception. And it is, you know, we have a band and a stage and all of those things. And I've just seen so many people have the time of their lives celebrating their wedding here at the Word Hotel.
And speaking of time, we're out of it. So, Jim, thank you so much. Our special guest tonight has been Jim Waltrip, who is President and General Manager of Silver Dollar Inc., parent company of the Word Hotel and Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Tune in again next week. Same time, same station, same later, same announcers, when we'll bring you another great guest. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg speaking, also from my friend and co-host, Keita Roberts, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.
You there, Dan? You guys there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I just want to be sure that we end the episode, because anything that we say should